critique of UNCA is that it's dominated by big media, which cares more about the wires and the webs. And so that's why another group has to exist. Just let it exist.
Okay,
police your people. Have a commander. You're the head of the organization. You're the head of it. You're the head of it. I never wrote a word about you. Until you became the head of the group, you're the head of it. What happens is... Yeah, that's correct.
UNCA does not have the power to accept or reject FUNCA. FUNCA does not have the power to declare UNCA legitimate illegitimate. Thank you. It's not my name. Left.
We could oppose first questions at noon briefings.
Just, God damn it, listen to me for 2 bloody seconds. Okay? The point is, that is DPR's role. It is our choice who we interact with and how we interact with them. I think the point, again, is to focus on the stories that are all around you here at the United Nations. Those that are given to you on a civil platter in a press release, and those that you actually work to uncover. Which are, I mean, there are a lot of stories here. This, personally...
Or that we analyze and comment
right,
on.
Exactly. Personally, I feel the UN is undercovered as an institution. You know, people don't... There's not enough coverage of how the money flows here. There's not enough coverage of how the deals are made here. It is undercover. Let's just stop using whatever platforms we have access to attack each other. No one is saying the two of you cannot exist and cannot interact with them, with us. That's not Pam's. Pam has no authority over that. You have no authority over how we deal with Pam. Everybody can exist. Everybody, as long as you have an accreditation, and as long as people observe the media guidelines, everybody can exist or coalesce into groups, subgroups, factions, or whatever. The point is, all of this reflects badly on everyone here, and it reflects badly on the organization. And the organization keeps getting undercovered because you're all busy dealing with this instead of dealing with the news that's around.
I covered Ban Ki-moon's meeting on Sri Lanka today.
I would like to say, going forward, this is not as UNCA, but I'm personally proposing that we... There's a frustration because our news organizations, for the most part, don't give it. We can't cover in-house stories or what you do, with, you know, make personal attacks.
I've never engaged.
No, you haven't. Of course not. Let me just finish my sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to propose, not as UNCA president, but as a professional here, that you don't attack people personally going forward. Why don't we?
I cover the UN, and when the UN shows preference to an organization that I think is top heavy with big media, and that in a demonstrable way sought to get other investigative press thrown out, it's newsworthy. I agree. It can become big news or not news. You're saying there's news to be covered. I covered this photo op of the Secretary General with Sri Lanka today. I agree. I'd much prefer not to write about this. But I'm telling you, when you thrust yourself forward and ask for special treatment from the organization, given the history, I'm going to cover it. And it's totally fair to cover it. Last year, what Lou's referring to was closed-door meetings in which I was told to take down photographs of Mr. Arro. I was told to take down an article...